I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Listen, it's the Vert Show.
Is she moving too fast? She just ended an 8-year relationship and like immediately is starting to see somebody else. Things are going well, but now she's starting to second guess herself and go like, am I moving things just too fast?
Hi, Bird Show. Last November, I received some advice from you all regarding my 8-year relationship with no proposal. I decided to take Kristen's line in the sand day advice after being extremely clear with my boyfriend that marriage and children were non-negotiable for my future. I told myself that if he didn't propose by January 1st, the relationship would be over. And sure enough, the holidays came and went with no ring or promise for marriage, not even a mention of it. So I broke up with my now ex-boyfriend on January 2nd, kicked him out of my house, and let me tell you, I feel amazing.
Bye.
Bye. So after hearing my words played back on the show, I realized how desperate I was to make something impossible work simply because of the length of time we had been together. I took a step back and I evaluated his effort in the relationship and around the house and saw myself as more of a roommate than his partner. I started to resent him and I knew for a while things were nearing the end. I honestly don't know if he will have ever have the capacity to marry anyone. I've been grieving the end of this relationship for weeks, so now that it's over, I have never felt more free. Once he was out of the house, I received countless lectures from friends and family about how this was the time for me to find myself again, how I shouldn't rush into the next thing, and how I should get comfortable with being alone for a while. However, a few days after the breakup, I met someone new while I was out with a friend. He's a couple years older than me, great job, funny and sweet, similar interests. Honestly, checks all the boxes. We clicked instantly. It's like the sky opened up and dropped the perfect guy right into my lap. We've been seeing each other almost every day for the last 2 weeks. The piano playing is the absolute best I've ever had. I'm just having so much fun. He really knows that I'm newly out of a relationship and is okay with taking things at my pace. I'm really not trying to rush into the next thing, but everything just feels so right. Please don't drag me through the coals because I know how all this sounds. I'm really not trying to rush, but things are moving just naturally and perfectly. But be straight with me. Is this too soon? Shouldn't I feel worse after this kind of breakup? I feel guilty for feeling so good. Do I keep seeing him, or is time alone really necessary after this kind of a breakup?
Why are all eyes on me? Isn't that interesting?
Okay. 8 years is a very long time to be with somebody. I typically would be one to suggest that you do take some time to yourself to really sort through your feelings. And I'm not saying there's a right or wrong amount of time to mourn the end, to mourn the end of a relationship. In this instance, I feel like in this particular instance, I feel like the end, it hasn't just been 2 weeks. I feel like the ending has been longer, even though you guys were together. It was still like the end of the relationship, if that makes sense.
Like you probably were already in the mourning period while you were still in the relationship?
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. I think that can exist. So as of right now, I feel like what you deserve because you haven't had happy in so long, do what makes you happy right now. And if that is going out with this dude, then so be it. Now, you're just going out, having fun, getting your ear on. Before you move on to anything serious, I would take a step back, you know what, and really like observe the situation. But right now, as you're my friend, I would not judge you. I was like, you deserve happiness. You deserve release. Go have your fun and don't feel bad about it.
So I'm going to double down on what Kristen is saying. Kristen, for years and years, advised me, like after a breakup, take some time. And I have been a notorious relationship jumper, right? Mm-hmm. And she was right in her advice. After my divorce, when I was just a pig, I really should have done nothing. I should have spent more time with myself because the women that I was dating was unfair. They never really had a chance. I hadn't mourned my divorce long enough. So I would absolutely, if I had to do it over again, I would have taken Kristen's advice. However, I will say this, that, and some of this is the exact same thing you said. If it's casual like that, spend time by yourself. However, if a unicorn comes around and you really believe in your heart that this is the right person, I don't know how you pass that up without having regret that. I wonder, you just know when it's totally different and it's a completely different level. And I wouldn't be capable of saying, you know what, I got to put this thing on pause for a couple of months because my heart would be where I think I'm supposed to be.
For me, I think it's a feeling thing, and I don't think there's a formula or an equation that works for everybody. Mm-hmm. I used to think that you need to take time after a relationship, but the older I get, the more I realize that's just not always necessary. I think I was in a relationship once that impacted my life so much, I needed that time. But I was also in a relationship that I grieved while I was in it, so by the time it was over, it felt like it had been over for a long time, and I didn't need the time. So I think life is short. Everybody is different. Every relationship is different. And I think you should just go with your feeling. If your instincts and your gut is telling you that it feels right, I don't think there's a such thing as too soon or too long. And I know in the relationship I'm in now, it felt very different than when I met anyone else at any point in my life. And it kind of went to that thing of when you know, you know. That's what people say. So if it feels right, I think you should just go with it until it doesn't.
So it's different than that intoxicating new feeling that you have with any new date. This was different.
It was very different. Like it was, yeah, because that feels like it's just new and you're more excited because it's new. But there's something different about meeting someone and it just fits to the point where it's like scary. Like you knew them your entire life and you haven't. That's a different feeling than just the intoxication thing that you're saying.
Yeah, but you've got to really be honest with yourself because as your friend, like if you come to me and you say, oh, I found this unicorn, I'm honestly going to have a hard time feeling like it's a unicorn so quickly after the relationship. Because after you end an 8-year relationship, I think sometimes it can feel like it's the right thing because you're so lonely and it feels so good. It's almost like a salve over that wound. But to your point, Kristen, like I think sometimes you can grieve the relationship while you're in it. I think women especially do that. So I think, you know, get some, and if it's fun, enjoy it while it's just that. But really be honest with yourself. Is this the right person? Is this a unicorn, or does it just feel good in the moment?
Listen, it's the Vert Show.